When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try is Hampton High.
Hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior, and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all of the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone. Another incredible episode of Hampton High. Sorry, I'm trying out voices. We have a really great guest. I'm really excited for our guest. Like, I'm excited to learn about like her past and her history. But before we get into anything, I have to give, like, you know, dispatches from sophomore lunch, all right? So, like, obviously, I'm a junior. I have junior lunch. I have lunch with juniors and seniors. But the other day, I had a sophomore lunch just because, like, basically, I had to stay after class because I had to, like, work on something with a teacher. And basically, I was at sophomore lunch, all right? And I saw, with my own two eyes, I saw freaking Garrett sit with the cool kids. And by cool kids, I specifically mean Riley and Cooper. And, like, so, okay, so here's, I can, like, I was there, I was, like, sitting next to them, right? Because, like, I know Riley and Cooper. They're, like, good guys. So, like, I was, like, talking with them and blah, blah, blah. So I was with them. We were getting our lunches, right? And then we see fucking Garrett at the table that they usually sit at. So, like, we walk over, right? And Cooper is, like, you're sitting with us? And Garrett's, like, sorry, I'll go. And then Riley's, like, wait. Don't go. We actually think you're pretty cool. And Garrett's like, you think I'm cool? And Cooper's like, yeah. I mean, not like those kids you usually sit with, you know? And Garrett's like, oh, you mean Cody and Marcus? They're actually, like, really nice guys, you know? And Riley is like, oh, that's so cute that you stick up for them. But then Garrett is like, yeah, I do stick up for them. Just like I know they would stick up for me. Unlike you. Cooper is, like, incensed. He's like, so what did you say? Like, what did you say to me? You know how Cooper gets. He's like, what did you say to me? You want to answer my face? What did you say to me? And Garrett, like, cool as a freaking cucumber, you know, he just goes, you heard me, big man. If being one of the cool kids means turning my back on the people who matter most, well, you can stuff that cool in the same locker you stuffed me before I got my braces off last month. You know, the only reason you are paying any attention to me now is because of my teeth. Formerly imprisoned by metal, they now shine with perfect straightness. I guess having good teeth makes me hot, and being hot makes me, in your words, cool, but enjoy your lunch, gentlemen. I'll enjoy mine with my fresh choppers and my real friends. Stands up, turns around, walks away. Riley's like, wait. Garrett turns around. Cooper's like, you passed. Garrett's like, I passed what? Riley's like, you passed the test. You can sit with us. And Garrett's like, but what about Cody and Marcus? And they're like, you know what? They can sit with us too. So they all sit together. It was fucking insane. It was like, my mind was blown. And I actually feel really, really bad for Riley and Cooper. Because, like, yeah, obviously, like, I think Garrett is cool, and Garrett, like, did get off his braces, and so now he is kind of hot, so he should be with the cool kids, but, like, now Riley and Cooper have to sit with Cody and Marcus, and those guys are not really fun at all. So, like, yeah, I get he did a whole thing, but, like, it's a really bummer for them. They have to hang out with weird lamos like Marcus and Cody. But that was something I saw today, and I'm really excited for my guest. I have not seen this guest in a while. Like, it's, like, 3 years?
It was 6 years.
Yeah. Okay, it was 6 years. So this is Ashley Michiaccianio. We haven't, basically, you used to be in our grade, then you weren't in our grade, now you're back in our grade again.
Yeah.
So, like, I just, like...
I bounced around.
You bounced around,
yeah,
right?
That's what my mom says.
Yeah. But I guess, like, 6 years... Because I last saw you in eighth grade. So that was, like... That was, like...
Well, that was for a dance, because I was too young to go to the dance with my grade. So I came back... It was, like, fifth, sixth grade that we... So I...
Okay.
So what happened was, and I know it's confusing and thank you for bearing with, but so when we were in sixth grade, it was clear that I was like smarter. And so they were like, whoa. And then they gave me a bunch of tests and they were like, oh my God, this girl needs to be. So like I skipped three grades.
Okay.
So I went from fifth grade into eighth grade. It was like fifth, sixth, I can't quite, I don't know. But
okay.
So I went into eighth grade and because I was really smart, and then I was doing really well in eighth grade.
Well,
and they were like,
just be quick, you were really good at taking tests. So like being smart and taking tests, they're like different.
They are. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So like I get mad when people are like, oh, you skip grades because you're smart. I was like, no, I skip grades because I'm good at taking tests. And also separately, I'm smart.
Okay.
They're two different skills and I have both of them.
Okay.
Which, like, I don't think that's, like, stuck up to think about, because it's, like, if you don't know yourself, how are you going to get into college?
Yeah, I mean, and we can both agree that there is that famous quote, know thyself, and that, like, it is,
yeah.
In its brevity, it contains multitudes of interpretations.
It's so cool to talk to you now that you've learned, like, stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we last talking to you, I mean, I was still smart in eighth grade. I wasn't a great test taker, but I've always been pretty smart for my grade. I don't know if you ever really saw that inside of me, but, like...
I guess because I was just so... bored and like in pain, basically, like because I
pain.
To like be told stuff you already know, for me is like I hate it.
Yeah.
And like that was every day for me. It was just sitting there being like, I know this stuff.
Okay.
I don't know how I know it, but I know it. And the teacher would be like, long division, and I'd be like, division. And the teacher would be like, what'd you say? And I'd be like, yeah, long division. It's like regular division but long. And then she kind of looked at me and then handed me the chalk, and then I got up and taught the class.
When did this happen?
This was in like fourth, fifth grade.
You were doing long division in fifth grade. Wait, I don't even remember when long division is fifth grade. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it pretty well.
Okay. And so just, sorry, refresh my memory. So when we saw each other in eighth grade, you had been moved up.
I had been moved
up.
So
you were much younger than me.
I came to the Halloween semi-formal because I was too young to go to the dance with people in my grade. One teacher in particular was very adamant that I shouldn't go to the dance with all of them because I was still 13.
Okay. But you're not younger than me.
We're the same age.
We're the same age. Okay, so you're 16 too.
Yeah.
So, but weren't we, did we not, oh, we, but you came to the same dance.
I went to the same dance,
right.
And we talked by the vending machine.
Yes.
Because it was the part that was lit up.
The
rest of the room was really dark. And it was like, I get that it's Halloween, but like, I want to see my friends.
Oh, right. You had a thing about the combos. You were mad about the combos?
I wasn't mad about the combos. I wasn't mad about it. I think that things should be done properly, and it was done wrong.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just, so.
They were upside down.
For sure, but like, they're. That doesn't matter. Like, you could still see those combos. You knew there was combos behind
no,
it. That's
no,
where
no.
the combos always are. And like, you can still, you're starting to get the same combos. It's not like
no,
a different.
No, no. So combos follows the same rules as an American flag. So if it's facing north and it's over a street, the stars go on the left side facing west. And if it's on a house, they always go on the left side no matter what.
Okay.
But sometimes you'll see people trying to do it the wrong way when it's on like a street or a building. And it's like, no. Just because you mostly drive in that one direction doesn't mean that that's where the stars go.
Sure.
So basically the combos were, they're on their side, but the C's are supposed to be touching the ground.
Okay, but...
Because C is for crust, Earth's crust. And they were up. And it was like, I get where you're coming from with that mistake, but it's wrong.
But like, can I just challenge you for a second? You're kind of contradicting yourself because you're like, oh, it has to be facing north, but it wasn't facing north, it was just facing up. And we all know, I've learned this, up is not north. Just because you see up, just because you see on like a compass, which is that thing on like a map that points up, there that's pointing north.
Right, but
that
doesn't mean, right, but
that doesn't mean up is north.
Can I just finish my point before you interrupt me?
But can you just admit that up isn't north and you are saying
not, of course up isn't north. That's not what I feel like you're arguing from an intellectually dishonest place.
I, Okay, well, fine.
Because keep what going. I was going to say, if you had allowed me to finish my point, okay. I would have said
okay.
The school cafeteria faced north.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because it was October and the sun went down and you could see it.
What?
Through the certain windows.
Wait, so you can tell by the windows based on where the sun is? Oh, so it's like a sailor thing. Like,
yeah.
Like.
It's like a sailor thing.
Like, you know, if it comes down, if the sun, the sun always, it always sets down and it always, and the sun rises is always up, similar to north and south.
Oh my God, you were so like this in fifth, sixth grade.
I mean, I've obviously changed, but this is great. Okay, so you've obviously jumped around grades a lot then.
Yeah, I know I made quite a splash at the dance.
Yes,
but
you did.
I've been hopping around grades and you know what? I think it's good. I think like there should be more fluidity in private parochial schools.
Yeah.
I think like everyone's obsessed with new math, which is like fine.
I don't get it.
I get it. I get where they're coming from. But for me, I was always a good test taker. So the idea of changing math just because some kids aren't, it's like maybe some kids should get into college and others shouldn't because they're good.
I actually disagree. I think everyone should go to college. I think college is one of the most important things a person can do with their life. And so, like, I think some people say they're too dumb to go to college. I say, no, you're not. You just need to work harder and go to college. And to people who are like, I don't think college is for me, I'm saying, you don't know it's for you. You're fucking 18. Go to, like, a community college and then go to a better college. And, like, and if you have to take out debt. You can pay it. Because you won't be able to pay that back unless you get a kind of job that you need from college. Like, college is the only place to get the kind of job that's going to be able to pay back the debt of college. And so, like, otherwise, if you can't take that debt as soon as you can, because then you can get the job sooner and pay that debt back faster. So, like, and obviously, like, I don't need that because, like,
Hampton.
Yeah.
Don't you worry that if everyone goes to college, it dilutes what going to college means, and then we're all just sort of leveling up.
That's why there's different colleges, and that's why there's Ivy Leagues.
But don't you agree that privilege will always exist, so no matter what anyone does on an individual basis, no one will be getting ahead?
I think talent will always exist, and talent rises to the top. No matter where you're from, talent rises to the top.
I think talent should rise to the top, and I think people like you are disrupting the natural order of things. I think gifted kids are being attacked in this country. I think they're being held down by average kids with drive. And for me, I never had to take notes. And when kids in my grade learned how to take notes, it was like, I don't think you should because I don't have to and I'm better.
Okay. I'm just going to say this right now. Okay. Let's say you're right. Let's say I'm an average kid with
you're
drive.
Saying that like it would be so crazy that you're right.
I think it's crazy. You may be smart and a good test taker, but in this situation, I am certainly not an average kid. I play sports. I have a podcast.
I'm not
and
saying
I
you
actually
are.
Play guitar too.
I'm
I get
saying
good grades.
You're getting in there and inspiring kids who maybe shouldn't be inspired.
Well, I am inspiring kids. I agree with you there. I'll agree with you there. I am inspiring kids. But deep breath. Okay. But let's talk about what I really want to talk to you about was where you've been, because you've been jumping around, but where have you been for the past 3 years? Because you haven't really been in this school for the past 3 years. And so, have you been going to different schools and then coming back? And now we are in the same grade, so it's like, yeah, you are officially a junior. You are canonically a junior now, yes?
Yeah.
So, I guess my question is, like, how have you been? What's been going on? Has it been hard to go back? What was going on that made you go away? What made you come back to this grade? You know, like, just to sort of straighten all that up for everyone who's curious.
This is just hard because my mom and my counselor were both, like, just go back in, like you don't have to explain yourself. And
I mean,
like
that's just kind of unrealistic.
They were like, kids don't notice stuff. And I was like, I know that about kids. Like kids are just like, I don't know. And my teacher would tell me this kind of stuff like during lunch that like kids are lawless and like they're not gonna keep track of stuff the way that you think. Like kids are bitches, but like they're lawless. They're lawless bitches. That's what my teacher would always tell me during our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that like you don't have to explain yourself to them. But I do. But that's not me saying no. It's
okay.
Just me explaining why maybe I'm not as prepared because my mom and my counselor were both like, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I I want to challenge their perspective, but I'll put that aside for the moment just because I want to hear the story, you know? But
it's fine. Yeah, no, I
can I just quickly, actually, let me just quickly challenge their perspective really quickly. Just because they don't follow your law, mom and dad, doesn't mean they don't have a law of their own. In fact, their law will be the future law because kids will run the world and kids are, and students are the most important people on the planet. So, yeah, maybe their laws are a little bit different, but you know whose other laws were different? The laws of King George and the laws of King George Washington, you know, like he wasn't the king, he was the president, but you know, I'm like anointing him as like the founder of the new government. New, and those are different laws than King George. It's so crazy that it was George was the first president and George was the king that we like fought against. That's the whole other thing.
You sound so much like me when I first tried French pine.
So where have you been?
I've been taking some time off to focus on my health.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like, so you know how like kids don't usually skip grades?
Yeah, no,
not anymore. Like they used to do it like in the 70s a lot, but now it's like, oh, it's better if they're with their own group.
Yeah.
So they think part of it was that, that I was skipping around or that I went out when I skipped so many grades, and they were like, well, if we're going to skip it, we should skip it right. Okay. And then I got there and it was like, there was tension and like, but basically like everything, I don't know, like I'm under 18. So it's like, I think it's okay and it'll be fine.
And just to be on the same page. So you're saying this is sort of like a mental health thing, and which is fine. I just like want to be able to talk about it if we want.
No, yeah. And I don't want there to be a stigma around mental health,
neither
but
do
that
I.
isn't,
yeah,
me.
Okay.
And like, I'm fine.
So this is like a physical health.
Sort of. Yeah.
I guess when you say like people jumping around grades, that makes me think like, oh, that must be have like a, it's difficult socially and we're developing.
No,
people.
Because behavioral stuff is different from mental.
Okay. So it's, okay.
But my behavior was fine.
Okay.
Given the circumstances.
What were the circumstances?
It's different.
But.
Wait, can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I came on the podcast to plug something.
Oh, okay. I mean, of course.
So obviously everyone remembers my crazy sleepovers.
Mm-hmm. All the girls in the grade.
Well, it was everyone in the grade.
No, you invited all the girls.
No.
From what I remember, you invited all the girls in the grade.
Can I finish my point?
Yes, you can finish your point. I'm sorry. I was there too, so I remember, you know.
Okay.
But
so I would invite the whole grade,
okay,
boys and girls.
Okay.
Because my parents' house is really big.
Okay.
And we would have a pizza dinner. And then when the clock struck 8, we'd say bye, boys, and they'd all go home, and then the girls would have a sleepover.
Oh, see, I don't remember that part because me and my friends never went to that. We didn't think we were allowed, and also we wouldn't have, you know.
No, I know. I checked and you didn't go.
Yeah, no. You checked. Yeah, I mean, you were there, so you saw we didn't.
Well,
go.
I keep.
Will you keep?
I keep my memories. I keep records of who came.
Okay, and that's so. It was boys and girls.
It was intended to be boys and girls.
Okay, so then did boys ever come? Because I don't remember boys.
It's hard to say. I don't know. It was so long
you
ago.
You just said you kept record, though,
right?
So
but it's in terms of like, because what you have to understand is that like, it was supposed to be boys.
Right, but so I'm asking, did the boys ever actually go? Because this was something.
Because I feel like if I say now that boys didn't come, people are going to be like, oh, she planned poorly. But the plan was perfect.
Well, I mean, if boys didn't come and you want boys to come, then it wasn't a perfect plan. I mean, we can both agree on that, can we not?
I can't ascribe meaning to other, and ascribe means like assign.
Yeah, no, it means subscribe.
I can't ascribe like other people's behavior to like what I did or didn't do.
Okay.
And I actually have a friend who goes to Alateen because her dad is a drunk, and like she has a whole lot to say about like other people's behavior. Like I didn't cause it. I didn't
right.
create it.
Right.
I didn't concern it.
Right.
And like
you didn't concern it.
Right. I didn't concern it. And like whether or not the boys came, like I actually don't have to know that.
Okay.
Because the point is the girls, we had a good time. We started watching It.
That's a scary movie.
It's
I haven't seen
really
it.
Scary, and yeah. I didn't think it was appropriate for kids our age.
I don't
so
think
we
so
turned
either.
It off.
That's good. Oh, you turned it off for them.
We put in the wrong VHS first, so we put in the second tape first. And we
oh,
were like,
yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I imagine.
My parents have a VCR, like, ironically.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, they're hipsters. Oh my God. You, of course, you're the plug-in hipsters.
My parents are really young.
Of course,
you're
the plug-in hipsters. Yeah, yeah.
No, my parents are young.
I'm like putting the pieces together. You know?
They're actually the youngest parents in the grade, like in our grade, well, our former grade. Like well, they're, and it's not that they like didn't put on a condom. It's like that they just had their life together quicker than other people's parents.
Well, that's good. Yeah, my dad's really, really old. So he's probably one of the oldest people in the grade.
And I think that's good too. Yeah, I think it's
my
like,
mom's a lot younger.
Either, what I always say is like, make sure your parents are either really young or really old.
Well, my dad's really old and my mom's really young because my dad married someone else's age a while ago, and then he married my mom. And that,
oh, that's great. So you have like siblings in their 40s and stuff?
Yeah, but we don't really.
That's
like,
good. Well, I always say that's good.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. They're not that involved. But you were plugged. So you're plugging.
I'm plugging. Okay, so everyone remember that and how they were ragers.
Okay.
And so I decided what better way to make a splash and come back to my new grade, my old grade, than having one again.
Oh, so you can do another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's great. So, and this is for boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Okay.
We're going to have a pizza dinner.
Great. Boys have to leave
at 8.
Everyone
shows up at 5:30. We can find places to put coats and stuff and everyone gets settled.
Okay.
At 6:00, my mom says, what do we think about doing the pizza? And then we take an order.
Okay.
We put in the order at 6:30.
Okay.
The pizza ideally comes immediately, but I think it could come at like 7:15, 7:30.
Okay,
maybe it gets a little lost. It comes at 7:45. The boys have to be out by 8.
Okay,
so we'll eat really fast.
Okay,
maybe not everyone gets a seat or a plate, and then the boys go home, and then the girls we watch a movie that I pick.
Okay, cool. Is this like a Friday then? Right.
We're going to aim for a Friday.
Okay, because just like, I know, at least for me and my friends, like, practice ends at like 6:30. So, like, we probably won't be able to go there. So, but like, it's just, if it's like, you know.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to be a professional sports player.
There actually really isn't much opportunity for professional lacrosse players. So, I'm not, but it's still, you know, it's a commitment I've made and the commitment I've stuck to, you know.
It doesn't seem like a good investment of time.
I mean, you know, some people don't want to commit to grades and some people can commit to other stuff.
Okay,
so.
It's just hard because, like, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniacki knew each other from school, I think. And, like, that, like, you, like, the people in your grade are, like, you can't just be hanging out with teachers. Like, you have to.
Yeah, I would also never just hang out with teachers.
Well, that's what you're doing with sports.
You mean
your coach
having
is a
team?
Teacher. Yeah, like, you're like, the coach is like, boys, hurry up. And then you're running, and it's like, you can't just be talking to your teacher all the time. You have to, like, invest in your peers.
Yeah,
and
I invest with my peers who are on the team. Also, like, this is what this podcast is about meeting other people. Like, I know plenty of people who aren't on this.
Sorry, this is just feeling like a repeat of the combos controversy, and I don't want to go back in time. I want to go forward.
Okay,
that's
I agree.
What they said I should focus on.
Okay, so let's talk about, you're going to have another sleepover. Everyone's invited, guys and girls. We know the timeline.
It's at the same house. We're at the same house.
Before we move on, what movie are you going to do?
We're going to do... you can't put me on the spot like that.
Oh, so you haven't picked a movie yet?
We have a bunch. It's either going to be Matrix Reloaded.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, because the second one is the best one.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be Slimer, which is a movie that my dad made when he was, before he got married to my mom, that's like just about Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Oh, the Green Fang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well,
they did it with boys. And then, so that's, but Slimer is still a boy in that. But it's just funny. It's like my dad made it. It's 20 minutes long, which is like longer than a short, but shorter than a feature. And it's like, tricky.
I really wanted to see the new Ghostbusters, but I just didn't, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. New movies to me just don't connect. Like stuff that's like vintage. Like to me, like I wish I had been born just a little bit sooner. Because for me, like 2002 feels like, oh, like that is like me.
Yeah.
You know, like the trench coats and stuff.
Oh yeah. I wish I could pull off a trench coat. I'm just not that kind of guy.
I know. Like it's hard because they said that I shouldn't wear all black anymore. Because that like
that's bad. Yeah, yeah. No, that's what
it's tricky for me and like. They were like, set yourself up for success.
Right. So where were you?
I took 3 years off.
Yes. No, I know. Yes. So you took 3 years off. And it was not mental health or behavioral health.
It was behavioral health. But for me, it's like, I find that to be like sort of condescending.
Sure. I'm not trying to condescend. I just kind of want to get a straight answer.
No, I know. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the word.
The word condescend?
Of behavioral. Yeah.
Then I
don't appreciate it.
You know what? So it wasn't behavioral health.
It was. I don't like.
But it wasn't behavior. It was attitudinal. It was attitude.
I hate that more.
You hate attitudinal?
Can I finish?
Yeah, you can. Take a breath. Okay. You can finish.
Oh, that's right. They do meditation with you guys now.
Yeah, it's actually changed my life.
It's so fun. That's like one of the things that I missed when they started doing like yoga and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that one girl's mom who said like, don't do yoga because it's a religion and a lot of us are Catholic. That girl's mom died.
Oh,
and
Becky Tamblyn. Yeah, Becky Tamblyn's mom. Yeah.
Her mom died in a parking lot, which I think is actually really embarrassing.
I think so too. I do think so too. It's like,
ew. It's
like die in a bed or in the, die in bed or in battle.
Die in bed or in battle.
Yeah. But so, what was your health problem, if I can put it so bluntly, that caused you to not be in school for 3 years?
My health problem, they said, so basically like the internet is overpowering to young minds.
Social media, phones, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I don't think that, it's just hard because like the way that I actually feel is that it wasn't my fault, but if I say that, I can get in trouble.
Well, what was it?
So when I got to my new grade, I, made friends with the girls who like, they were like smaller because I was smaller because I was younger.
Okay.
And, but these girls were older, but they were smaller.
Right.
So girls who were like very, very thin or like their skin was so pale, you could see their veins. Ugh. Well, for you, it's ugh, but for me, it was like, okay, I'm going to find the, pardon me, worst girls and be their friends. And then I can use them as sort of like a human ladder to get to like better friends. Because what I needed was someone physically small in stature to match myself, to help minimize my difference. And then from there, I could sort of climb up, not for the cooler kids, but for the smarter ones and for the good test takers.
Sometimes they're all the same, though.
Well, it's different. Okay. So I got lucky. One of my friends, Dana, was like small and had extremely pale skin. You could see her veins. But her fingernails were a weird shape. But she also was a good test taker. But she wasn't smart. So, but for me, that was like a good start. It was just tricky. Sorry, I'm just a little emotional.
It's okay. And so you made these friends with people and this was...
So I made friends and like we... So our thing was online. We were friends in school and we would go home after because we weren't bad kids. But then it was like we would talk online and that was our big thing. Like over Snapchat or like, you know, however kids our age like to talk.
Yeah.
You know, you understand how kids our age can be.
For sure, I'm a kid our age. 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so we would get into stuff like ghost stories to like spook each other out. Cause like we were so good at school that sometimes like my mom says like, you give your brain a spook so you can take a break.
Okay.
That it like, it kind of goes like it shocks everything up.
Okay.
Which is good for me because I have trouble letting go of control.
Okay.
And I know that about myself.
Oh.
But so we would send each other ghost stories.
Cool.
That we find online. And one of them, I don't know if you're familiar with the legend of Mr. Pasta.
The legend of Mr. Pasta? No, I don't think
so. Mr. Pasta.
Okay.
You don't know Mr. Pasta?
No, is it? It's like a man made of noodles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. I'm not going to explain it. It feels like bad thinking about it, but like.
So you guys.
It was really important to me at the time and okay. Like. We get like at first it was like a joke or like a scare and then like then it started to like the more we'd look at it and laugh at it, the more we'd feel like this is good. I don't know. I just don't want this stuff distracting from the sleepover because we've already pre-ordered the pies. Sure.
Oh, okay. It's fine. I just want to know. So you were friends. We don't have to go into all into it. But like,
okay.
But you were friends with these people and I guess what?
Something happened. But basically, like, we're going to get one pepperoni pie because
sure,
you know that some people like pepperoni.
Yeah.
But most of it is going to be veggie, no cheese.
Well, okay. Well, great. But
it's like, it's pizza, but it's like, we're not kids anymore.
I'm sorry. We can even cut this out if you don't want to talk about it, just because like, I'm curious. It seems like it'd be a shame to release this episode and not have some sort of what happened. So like,
sure. It's just, before I say it, I just want to get a verbal yes from you that you will consider coming.
I'm not coming because it seems like it's for girls.
It's not for girls. Before 8 o'clock, it's not for girls.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, it just seems like it's for girls. Because
we'll have some decorations up that are for girls, but for pizzas for everyone.
If you're asking me for a hard confirm, I can't give you that.
Well, then maybe I won't talk about what happened.
I can come. I'll make it work.
Do you promise to think about it?
I promise to think about it.
Okay. Because you're actually pretty cool. And like, I feel like a lot of the guys in our grade got uglier from when I was in your grade in fifth, sixth grade. Yeah. But actually, I think you're like one guy who like grew into yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do think so.
And it would just be cool to see what you would look like in my house with all my dad's furniture.
Yeah, I'll definitely think about coming.
Okay, cool. Whatever. But so, yeah, so we're really into Mr. Pasta and then like, stuff just sort of escalates, and I don't know. I just feel like I'm a good test taker, and people are going to forget about that.
No, we remember you're a test taker.
So one girl, so Dana didn't seem committed to Mr. Pasta. It was this whole thing. Maybe you wouldn't understand it because you're kind of, you know, like you're not younger than me, but like you were in a different grade. Dana didn't prove her. It was like it's complicated.
Hold on a second. Let's take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. Okay. We can take a quick break. You don't have to tell anything you don't want to tell.
I know. I just think that maybe it will help get me cool friends.
Yeah, no, it might. And just like, so wait, what? Just to like.
Yeah. So, basically.
Cause like if you, yeah.
Yeah. So this is off mic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dana was a pissant bitch with no fucking guts.
Okay.
And she couldn't fucking hack it. And she was a good test taker who was dumb. And Mr. Pasta knew it. So we took her to Mr. Pasta's palace in the woods. And it wasn't there. And do you know why? Because Dana didn't believe. And the only way he would come is if Dana were gone. So and this is just because I'm a good test taker. We bashed her brains in with rocks 100,000 times. The cops had to count, and it took them a long time to count because they kept throwing up. And then we had to walk all the way to the road because Dana didn't bring her zooter like we asked. He said, Dana, we're going to bash your brains in the woods. Bring your zooter. And she said, no.
Okay.
And then we hitched a ride with a cop to the state. The cops came because a trained hawk had spotted us. Okay. And it made an alert sound. And its owner called the cops. He said, my hawk is concerned. Okay. And then the cops found us. And then the first thing I told the cop was, how far did I walk? Because I feel like I walked really far. My legs hurt. I don't normally walk that far. And he didn't even tell me. And all because Dana was a good test taker who wasn't committed to Mr. Pasta, I had to go somewhere and figure it out.
Okay. Okay.
But the story I'm telling kids is that all my bones fell out. And then I had to go to a hospital.
Okay, so let's just, and we're back, and what happened?
My bones fell out. I had to go to the hospital.
Great. Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
Definitely Ben Fishman. I like that he plays the cello and is Jewish, but has blonde hair.
Yeah. Now, there's something interesting about that. I can't really quite put my finger
on. Me neither.
But thank you so much for being on. And
thank you for having me.
And everyone, you know, you can come to the sleepover.
We're gonna aim for a Friday in March. So yeah, just make sure you come. Add me on Snapchat. And if you need an SAT tutor, I'm not available. I'm all booked up.
Okay, thank you.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.